Well, as we continue to monitor the Russian invasion of Ukraine, we are taking a closer look at cyber attacks. Several Ukrainian banks and government websites were forced offline yesterday following an attack. The government now reporting a new wiper attack against Ukrainian organizations, saying that has destroyed data on infected machines. For more on that, let's bring in Michael Zweiback. Fissette and Coleman partner. We've also got our very own Alexis Keenan joining in on the conversation. Michael, it's good to talk to you today. Give me your assessment of this latest cyber attack that's happened out in Ukraine. How significant this is this in terms of the scale?
Well, it's on a massive scale, and it's part of the integrated military strategy of the Russian government now, especially as they're dealing with, attempting to invade countries. And what they're essentially trying to do is debilitate not only the command and control structures of the country, but also impact ordinary citizens. And you saw that yesterday with the fact that they were going after the banking operations of the country in order to basically make it very difficult for people to get money out so that ordinary consumers could flee the country or have money for goods in a very constricted environment.
Michael, Alexis here. Now, in addition, you have said that these Russian-initiated cyber attacks could eventually impact American citizens and U.S. financial institutions. So can you explain that?
Well, anytime you have a scenario in which a country is launching, this is the Russian military, the GRU, is launching massive denial of service attacks, which is basically a flooding of the ability of these websites to administer some form of service. And as that begins to degrade, what the impact is that the economy also begins to degrade. So the ability of the Ukrainian economy to produce goods and services, which are going to be exported to the remainder of Europe, becomes diminished. And that means that they have to make up for that somewhere. And ultimately what it does is it ends up with higher prices globally, not just higher prices in the Ukraine and Europe.
Michael, it's Brian Chung here. What might any sort of possible cyber attack on American citizens, a follow-up on Alexis's question, though, look like? I mean, what should people be watching out for? I had seen warnings about possible ransomware attacks. What is usually in the Russian playbook for these types of things?
Well, typically what they'll do is they'll start with an attack similar to this, where they're overwhelming specific websites that are critical to various different parts of their strategy, whether it's banking, whether it's electrical grid. And there's all very specific reasons why they go after those sectors. The grid is for the purposes of debilitating the fact that households have electricity, which affects the population. The banking is, hey, I can't go to my ATM and actually get money out. Once that is degraded, it allows them to implement a secondary attack, which is, let's go in now with our malicious software and actually wipe accounts, steal money, steal passwords, which just sets them up for a much greater attack downstream.
Michael, I want to switch gears here and talk about the legal framework that actually allows the U.S., the Biden administration, to impose sanctions on Russia. So first, I want to ask you, what circumstances do there have to be present in order for the Biden administration to go ahead and freeze assets on behalf of the government and also against the Kremlin's inner circle? The Biden administration has been targeted criticized for targeting VEB and also Russia's military bank and not going after the larger bank. So can you explain the framework and whether or not you're expecting the sanctions to be upped when we hear from Biden later today?
Well, I think the sanctions will, this is what they have put essentially all their eggs into this basket. They don't feel that there are really any other significant steps that can be taken with respect to impacting or changing Putin's behavior. The legal framework is basically by executive order. It is decided by the administration as to which targets to go after. Typically, they go after major institutions such as sovereign debt funds, and also projects, as you've seen in this case, where they've gone after the individuals that are responsible for the building of the pipeline to Germany for the energy needs. And I think that you'll see that continuing. I question its effectiveness long term, because this is a Russian president that is well aware of how and what to do with respect to sanctions. And they also have the backing of the Chinese government, so that if they need technology and or resources financially, that they'll get them.
Yeah, another thread to be watching as this conflict plays out. Michael Zweibach, Fissette and Coleman partner, appreciate you joining us today. And our thanks to Alexis Keenan as well for joining in on the conversation.